This time there's two adults, one child. Pray for the child. So good that we do have a few children. Part of the ministry of the church to its members are to keep them abreast of what is going on in the world around them, particularly if it is of interest to them. And some of the things that are taking place today in our society are of great interest. And if you will look in your, if you looked into your bulletin to see what the title of the message was, it's the dangers and evils of critical race theory. The dangers and evils of critical race theory. And the Bible dealt with this 2,000 years ago when it was written. God saw it coming. I'll be candid with you. I didn't see it coming. I didn't have any idea of I didn't even know what it meant. How many of you here understand completely what critical race theory is? Okay, two. So, I want to share some things with you that are very important for you to know this morning. It has to do with your faith. It has to do with the purpose of critical race theory. It has to do with a lot of terms that we use. I'm not going to be able to completely cover it this morning, so I'm going to be continuing tonight the message that we're starting this morning. Galatians 1, 6 through 9 was Paul's address to the Galatian churches. Now, it wasn't one church. It was many churches. It was the churches of Galatia. And there was something going on in that area that Paul was very concerned about because it was important to what he was doing and what he was preaching. So in verse 6, through 9, it says, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you unto the grace of Christ, unto another gospel. Paul was concerned there was another gospel being preached. Verse 7, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. That word accursed means condemned or damned. That's pretty strong language, Paul. And there was a reason for it. As we sit here this morning, most of us have the Lord Jesus Christ living in our heart because somebody shared the gospel, this book, what was written in this book about Jesus Christ, about God. And we believed them. We believed them to a point that we even acted upon it. We put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. And God took away our sin. He sent the Holy Spirit to indwell us. At that moment, the moment we believed, it didn't come gradually. It came the moment we believed you had the Holy Spirit living in your. Have you ever stood on a beach within reach of the waves and just stood there and let the waves roll up, and they sort of wash the sand out from under your feet. The longer you stand there, the deeper you sink, or you start getting off balance. The same exact thing is taking place with critical race theory. Only it's not washing out the sand, it's washing out the faith of people and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's been the authority of Scripture that has been washed out from the foundation of our faith. And that's why so many churches are failing. And they haven't just failed today or yesterday or the month ago or even a year ago. They have been failing for years. Since the 1990s, churches have been closed. You may be able to think back to churches you know of that closed. It was because they could no longer support the ministry because of the social activities that were taking place. And one of them was critical race theory. He is on that word theory, not critical race fact or evidence. Critical race theory. And I want to share some things with you this morning about that, about some other things. It's very important we understand. I've been telling you for years that we are at war, that we are under attack. And for years, as Christians, we have sat around and said, well, I'm content. This is a nice church. I like all the people around me, and we're having a good time. And all the while, the foundation was being eroded. There are not many churches preaching the gospel this morning here in this area. A few, yes. And some may even sound like they're preaching the gospel, but like Paul said, it's another gospel. I was shocked to find out that the Southern Baptist Association adopted Rule 9, which was to implement the critical race theory. Folks, that's a death knell. That's a death knell. It's going to destroy it. So let's go back. Let's go back a few years to when this critical race theory started. The foundation, what it was built upon, was the writings and theories of Karl Marx. He's the one who wrote the Communist Manifesto. That is the foundation that the critical race theory has been built upon. And you're not going to believe some of the things that are going on. But Karl Marx was a prolific writer, and a lot of people read his work and believed. And one of them was a German professor who had migrated from Hungary to Germany. And then he came here in 1989 to be a professor at Columbia University. At the same time, there was another man who came to Harvard University as a professor in the law department. Critical race theory is a position of law, and it was taught since 1980 to lawyers. to people in college, eventually to the students in college, and they began to believe it. And the whole purpose was to divide, to split up into little factions. They needed two groups. They needed the oppressors, and they needed the victims. And that's what they developed. They said, okay, the oppressors are going to be the white, particularly the white men. Then the victims are going to be all the other people of color. Black, brown, yellow, red. They are all going to be the victim of the white oppressor. That's why they're destroying the history of this country, is because most of the folks were white when they migrated here to this land. And so they say, we can't accept the Constitution because it's a white man's document. We can't accept the Bill of Rights. We can't accept the Declaration of Independence because it was built upon the backs of all these other victim groups. Marxism is based upon a theory that promotes division, not cohesiveness. Marxism bases its philosophy on establishing two classes of people, the oppressed and the oppressor. Marxism then influences the oppressed to hate the oppressor. To hate the oppressor. The CRT, critical race, and the first word critical tells you a little bit about it. Promoters are teaching the white race is the oppressor, and the colored races, black, brown, yellow, red, are the oppressor. The problem with this philosophy is that it's unscriptural, because what does the Bible clearly teach? They're saying there are different races. And if you look around in this auditorium, we have two or three different cultures. People, we are all of the same race. There are not many races. There's only one. God only created one race, and that's the human race. It has nothing to do with color. Our blood that flows through our veins of all of us is interchangeable if it's the right match to any other blood from any other person. It's one race, it's not many. There was a place when we became colorblind in this nation. It was called integration. And it worked. Everybody was getting along, everybody was loving each other. It worked. But critical race theory has one purpose, and that is to divide and to destroy. The purpose of critical race theory is to destroy everything that is. Its purpose is to destroy your faith, to destroy the faith of your children in school. That's why there's seven states right now that have passed laws saying they cannot be taught in those states. Because it's being taught to the kids. the white are the oppressors, and everybody else is a victim. Hate the oppressor. Hate the oppressor. Hate the oppressor. And you see what the result is among us. They're killing you. Because they hate. Now, is that biblical? No. What does God say? We're supposed to be loving. Love your enemies. Do good to them that persecute you. And that is not what the critical race theory is teaching. It's to hate your enemies, destroy them. And folks, be taught in schools to our children. And it has been taught since the teacher came out of college in the 1990s. Because that's what they were taught in college. And this has been like a cancer, just eating underneath us, just like the waves washing the sand out. And we have been sitting back, content. Everything's fine. Because we did not know what was going on and what was taking place to undermine our society. And suddenly we have a country where the leaders are all promoters of the critical race theory. What is the purpose of critical race theory? Destroy this. Where did it start? It started in the law schools. What are the judges deciding? No place for this anymore. Folks, it's gone along. It's gone a long ways, and it's just eating up our society. I want to prove from God's word some things for you. There are not many races. There are just one. And I'm going to ask you to turn to Acts chapter 17. The book of Acts in the New Testament, chapter 17. Very clearly, the Bible teaches that there is just one race, the human. Beginning at verse 24 of Acts chapter 17, it says, God that made the world and all the things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth life to all and beareth all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men. You can't misinterpret that. One, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him through not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. We are all made in the image of God. All of us. Now, in Adam was all of the various shades of skin color. It all came from him. Now, I don't believe that Adam was white. That may bother a few folks, but I don't believe he was. At the very least, he was at least out. Jesus wasn't. Take a look at your Arab nations. We're all one race. the human race. And we're here to love each other. We're here to love everyone. The critical race theory cannot function without a race. Isn't that? They're promoting critical race theory throughout this country, and they cannot function without a race to hate. And you know who they really hate? The Christians, those who know the Lord Jesus Christ, because they have the truth living within them in the form of God's Holy Spirit. And so they cannot permit us to continue. Seriously, that's very serious. As long as the Bible exists, the Marxist cannot be successful in his effort to overthrow the current society. And that is what Marxism is intended to do. It is a social, it is a philosophy of socialism. And as long as the Bible exists, we have the truth. Now, if they destroy all the Bibles, we've still got all the believers. And they've got Bible here too. What does the scripture tell us? Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin. And so they have to get rid of the The Bible teaches that we're to love one another. But the CRT, I'm going to use that, just those three initials, teaches that we have to hate the oppressor and that we are to destroy the oppressor and take what he has accumulated by suppressing. That's why the rioting was permitted to go. CRTs in our government. Let it happen. They deserve to get what they can get by looting, burning. And folks, that's what our country has descended into. There's still areas where we have believers living their lives according to this book. And there are scattered out clear across the country, and they're working on getting rid of the Bible has to be discredited according to CRT. And the believers must be bullied into submission to those who seek to wield political power over the nation. Those attempting to wield power must be careful not to appear that they are the oppressors, but they are. Karl Marx realized that he could not influence the adults in his time. Now, Karl Marx lived back in the 18th, not in the 19th, the 18th. So his philosophy was out there just laying around and people were reading it and thinking, oh, there's some good things in this and some bad things. Let's pick out the good things and see what we can do. Folks, if you have a rotten piece of fruit, you're not going to dig any good parts out of that rotten piece. This is a rotten. So Karl Marx realized that adults will be difficult to reach, but you give me your children. You give me 30 years of children. And somebody finally put that together. And in 1989, when critical race theory came to this country, to Columbia University and to Harvard University, two law schools, it began to be taught to the students, Lord. And then it spread into other students. And many of the teachers today have been taught that or indoctrinated to critical race theory in school. They are comfortable with it. They think it's right. Folks, we have a real war going. A real war. Remember what Ronald Reagan said? He said, we are only one generation away from socialism. Well, we're a generation since it began to be taught. Is it anyone? They have no foundation, no root to depend upon. And this whole time, we have been complacent. We have been comfortable because our little world was going just the way we wanted it. We had a church family. We loved each other. All the time, our children were stolen. And we never thought. What is the philosophy supposed to be of the Christian layman, all of us? What is our philosophy supposed to be? Well, let's look at that in Matthew 22, 37 through 40. I want to show you the difference between these two philosophies, critical race theory and Jesus' philosophy. In Matthew 22, 37 through 40, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. That is exactly the opposite of what our government is trying to do. Don't love, hate. The critical race theory proponents are teaching and preaching, hate everybody but yourself, which is just the opposite of what God wants from children. So how can the Christian church incorporate the philosophy of the critical race theory as the Southern Baptist? We couldn't do it. The fact of the matter is that we can't, the Christian church cannot incorporate critical race theory into their teaching and philosophy. Every organization and system that they take over will crumble and become. Everyone that they take over will crumble and come. Everything that they touch, they're destroying because they are a system of hate, not peace. So when you hear people talking about critical race theory, CRT, the initial, they're talking about promoting and developing hatred within our country, within our community, within our neighborhood. And folks, they're being successful. They're being successful. They're trying to take over our school. They've almost taken over our government. We can't permit them to be successful. Not if we're going to continue to exist as we are and fulfill God's call and purpose for us. They've made tremendous inroads into our legal system. And many of the judges that are serving are critical race theorists. That's why many of the prosecutors are turning the perpetrators loose. They come in, no bail. Can you imagine? I could imagine them doing that. It didn't make any sense because I didn't understand who they were. And that's why I'm sharing this with you this morning. We need to know who our enemies are. And these people are our enemies. Now, remember what Jesus said. He said, love your enemies. And so, folks, that's something we've got to do. Okay? But we've got to remember who they are. And so they turn the perpetrators loose. Murder? Okay, turn them loose. And we've had murderers commit second murders, even here in our own community, because they were out on bail. Because a judge who had been indoctrinated into critical race theory turned them loose because they were a victim. So let them go take action against the oppressors. All over this nation. Now, the nation, United States of America, was built on the principles contained in the Bible. So was our legal system, based upon what we find in the Bible. The laws that God gave, God's teaching. So in order to have freedom, they have to destroy the existing system and introduce their new system. We don't prosecute. What's going on out in California? People say, well, what's the matter with that prosecutor? Why don't the people do something? Because the authority, the government in charge of that has jurisdiction over those folks are part of the critical race theory. Folks, I hope you're beginning to realize how serious this is. How this is going to affect us one way or the other. It's going to. Now, God keeps greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. We have that promise from God, and we can claim that. But this nation was built upon this. And so they are out to destroy this book. They are out to destroy everything that this book stands for. Now, it may seem strange to you that this philosophy suddenly popped up within our school system. But this philosophy has been being taught in our university for over 30 years. A generation has been indoctrinated. Our children, our elementary age children, our kindergarten age children are being indoctrinated now by the CRT. based upon different races. But God made only us, all of us. We're all part of the human race. The philosophy's been taught to modern day lawyers, teachers, social workers. So it's no wonder that our society has embraced this theory and as though it were a fact. It's just nothing but a theory. Critical race theory is Marxist. It is Marxist. It is socialist. We used to call them communists. It's Marxist. And up to now, it's been a covert operation. Washing the sand out of your sand. And it's washed the foundation. This used to be the foundation. It is no. Now, CRT, critical race theory, has metastasized throughout our present society. And it's taken root in almost every modern movement. The current cancel culture. Another term you've probably been hearing, cancel culture. It's a good example of what can be accomplished by indoctrinating rather than teaching our children. For 3 decades now, our children have been indoctrinated by teachers who themselves were indoctrinated by the colleges that they attended. And for the purpose of getting an education, instead of an education, they got an indoctrination by socialists, socialist instructors. And because a few decades ago, the students were not prepared to challenge what they were taught. How did this happen? God told Israel to teach their children about what God did for them and how he took care of them, so that their children would not forget. And that is where we have fallen down. In Deuteronomy 4, 7 through 10, it says this, "For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all the things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgment, so righteous is all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them to thy sons and thy sons' sons, specifically the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, Gather me all, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my word, and they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may keep their children." We thought others were doing the teaching, but they weren't. That was our responsibility. God charged his people to do that. So the exact same thing could be said of this, of us as a nation, and the same warning could be applied. Our children do not know the history. The children and students in our schools, elementary, middle, high school, and colleges and universities, are not being taught the truth about our national history. They are being taught falsely that this is a country that was founded for the purpose of promoting slavery, not the fact that this country was founded for the freedom. People make all the difference. Did the nation use slaves in the beginning? Yes. Was that the design for this nation? No, it was not. True, many of the early leaders did have slaves. They came to be free from slavery, slavery they were under in other countries. Only a small portion of the people wanted slavery to be practiced, and that's what the Civil War was fought for. In addition to whether or not a state could withdraw from the Constitution, the constitutionally organized union, we fought a war. Brothers killed brothers. Fathers killed sons. But eventually God's will was done. And we have one nation called the United States of America. And we were united at one time. But since this critical race theory has come into being, we are no longer united. Second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, the first line of the second paragraph states, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." For the older adult, these truths are still applicable. Unfortunately, for a large segment of the rest of the population, they are operating under a different set of. They believe that it's okay to destroy another person's life if they have caused any kind of an offense. That's a cancel. They can destroy you. They have destroyed businessmen. They have destroyed pastors. They have destroyed Christian families because they were offended because a Christian family told them they shouldn't. Cancel culture. Cancel them out. Get rid of them. And these people have had their lives totally destroyed by the cancel. Folks, I'm out of time for this morning. This is serious. There's a lot more we need to look at. And I shared with Tim, I think it was Tim, I saw a license plate the other day that really scared me. It said, "Stay woke." And I'm not going to tell you anything more today than this morning. I'm going to take that up tonight. Stay woke. I need to share with you what some of these other terms mean, really, so that you understand what people are really talking about. Here's my situation. Diana helped me Saturday learn a little bit about the sign out here. I actually put a couple things up. Whether I could do it again or not, I don't know. But I can try. But the problem I have is I don't understand the definition of a lot of the computer terms. Our problem as a group of people is that we don't understand definition of a lot of social terms. And before we're done today, you will know what those terms are. So I'm going to have to stop here. Take it up again tonight. Father, we thank you for showing us what's going on around us. Most of all, we thank you for giving us your truth in a written form we call the Bible. And you have given us your Spirit, called the Holy Spirit, to live in our hearts and to direct us, counsel us, and caution us. Father, we ask that you will show us, as your people, as your children, what our response needs to be according to your perfect will. Father, may your will be done in each of our lives, and may we glorify you in all that we do. And Father, we will pray because we ask these things in Jesus' name.